Welcome. Today is the third day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Psalm 85 and written by the Reverend Dr. A. Gary Engelberger. Psalm 85 begins where many hymns and prayers begin. The psalmist lists the many favors God has bestowed on his people. We, in our own prayers, can easily identify with the psalmist's gratitude. The writer speaks of God's favor in the granting of the homeland and the establishment of a people who have been blessed in spite of their shortcomings and failures. This God is a forgiving God, so the psalmist acknowledges the many times in the past when God has forgiven his people and is still willing to grant forgiveness. In light of God's many past mercies, the psalmist pleads that the people of his day will hear the story of their failures and turn to their loving, forgiving God. I wonder whether, in the midst of the political debating of our day, anyone can lift our eyes to where we as a people have come from, when we have failed and been unfair to the poor and the stranger in our midst, yet remind us that the call is greater than all our failures. The call is to follow humbly in the path of the peacemaker and trust that serving the needs of our neighbors and striving for justice may be a better path to peace than building walls and greater arsenals. Is this a vain hope? Advent begins with a hope that if God comes among us, we will see and understand and follow. Today, will we allow the hope of Advent to be vain? Let us pray. We wait for your coming, O Lord, when our salvation is at hand, when you speak peace to your people, when steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, and righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Instruct us through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, how to wait, not passively, not with resignation, but to wait claiming the power of your word of hope in our Lord, and to live abundantly in his name. Amen.